home runs. You know, this has happened a few times already this year for the Pigs. They've come, you know, this close to hitting a home run. And, you know, that's nobody's fault. You know, maybe just a product of the park, the wind. It is what it is. But those close calls, unfortunately, not leading to any runs tonight for the Pigs. Although they did scratch one across. But we'll get to that because this is how we got to the final 6-1 score. Here are the highlights of tonight's game between the Paw Sox and the Iron Pigs. And really, there is not a whole lot of highlights for the Pigs tonight. It was a tough one tonight, and it was a tremendous, tremendous pitching performance by Henry Owen and really the entire Paw Sox staff that went tonight. But it started with Henry Owen getting out of trouble in the top of the first inning, so an early chance that the Pigs had with a strikeout.
Crawford leads, pitch forward is caught, third strike. Fastball high outside corner. Owens strikes out the side, including Alfaro and Cousins with a runner in scoring position.
So that was the first of what would unfortunately be many strikeouts. In fact, one, at least one for every batter in the lineup tonight for the Pigs. And the Pigs would have a chance in the first, and I believe they had a chance in the second as well, but unable to scrape any runs across. And then in the third, things started off pretty positively as Roman Quinn made a great defensive play.
Swung on a flare, shallow left, a long run in for Quinn. Quinn lunging, Quinn gets there and puts it away. Oh man, does he run well.
And we know, well documented, the type of game-changing speed that Roman Quinn does in fact have. And it doesn't just help him on the base paths, it helps him defensively as well. And that's got to be his second, third, maybe fourth really good catch that he's made so far that maybe a guy with even, you know, half a step less than Roman Quinn maybe doesn't make. But it would probably be the last real good moment for the Pigs tonight, as later on in the third inning, with two outs and two strikes, Ben Lively had a chance to get out of the inning, but unfortunately Blake Swihart would show up and begin his torment of the night against the Iron Pigs in what ultimately turned out to be the turning point of the game.
Bases loaded, one out. They'll set up away. Pitch swung on and driven in the air, right center field, deep towards the gap. Williams, a long run back, won't get there. This one all the way to the wall, probably to clear the bases. One is in. Castillo is in. Right behind him is Court. He's in. Around second, making his way for third, goes Swihart, and he's in there without a throw.
And right after Swihart, it was Dominguez.
Not deep, but will anybody get there? The infield was in. Crawford going back. Quinn coming in. Quinn makes the catch. Now the runner's coming home. He's a dead duck with a good throw, but it's offline.
And it was offline, meaning that the Paw Sox would score yet again, although give credit to Roman Quinn, who made another great catch thanks to his speed. But it's now 4-0 Iron Pigs, Paw Sox. And then in the bottom of the fourth inning, it was Mike Miller, who, with a rather weak hit, would add on to the pile of runs.
And the pitcher swung on and popped up. Shallow left again. Crawford digging back. Crawford still going. Crawford can't make the basket catch over the shoulder. It falls in right between he and Quinn. Rounding third, scoring easily as Marrero on the little jam job base hit there by Miller.
And that would make it 5-0, but in the top of the sixth inning, a little bit of positivity went the Pigs' way, as on a strikeout of Dylan Cousins, the ball gets away, allowing the Pigs to scrape across a run.
Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed, but the ball goes off the catcher's glove, Swihart, and it's going to allow Alfaro to score. And Cousins can reach. The throw is not in time. It pulled the first baseman off the bag.
However, any hopes for a comeback were swiftly put to rest when Blake Swihart came up in the seventh inning.
Runners lead. It'll be an 0-1. Pitch is swung on and hammered, base hit left field. They're going to send home Castillo, who will score easily. Then the ball is booted by Quinn. Seeing this, the trail runner will make third. That is Court holding at first with a ribby single is Swihart. He's got a 4 RBI day, and it's a 6-1 game.
And in the bottom of the ninth, this is how it would come to an end.
Pitch is swung on, popped up, could end it. Foul territory by the third base side, straddling the truck, now coming back into fair territory with the wind. pushing the baseball is Dominguez, and he makes the catch. Had to adjust last second. And with that, the Paw Sox have completed a series opening win. Your final score, 6-1.
And that would be just about all she wrote. In fact, that would be all she wrote, because that was the final out of the game and the final out of a rough 6-1 defeat for the Iron Pigs tonight. When we return from break, we will have some closing notes on this game and scores from around the International League and the Major Leagues. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Pigs Postgame right here on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.